Now, there are just two more yogas I want to mention very briefly. One is the yoga of philosophy. Thinking. That's very different from this breathing business that the seated yogi enacts. The yoga of philosophy consists in distinguishing between the subject and the object of knowledge. I am not my body. I am the knower of my body. I am not my emotions. I am the knower of my emotions. I am not my thoughts. I am the knower of my thoughts. I am not my ideals and purposes. I am the knower of these. With this, you drive yourself out the back of the wall, so to say. You are the subject, not the object of knowledge. And the Buddha went one step further. The Buddha said, there is no subject of knowledge. You are not that either. That is to say, you are deprived of every image of yourself. You are beyond all imaging. That is the philosophical form of yoga. And then there's one other form. That is the form that we call religion. This is the form of loving a god, devoting yourself to a god. This is preliminary to going beyond the knowledge of the god. Now, I just want to say there are five levels of this love. This is the religion yoga, the yoga of religion, or as it's called in India, bhakti, B-H-A-K-T-I, bhakti yoga. The lowest form of religious life or religious love is that of servant to master. O Lord, you are the master. I am your servant. Tell me what to do. I will do it. What is my duty? The second form is that of friend to friend, as Krishna was to Arjuna, as Christ to the apostles. This is a higher form of religious readiness. To be worthy to be in this relationship to the God, you must have a more developed religious consciousness than that of the servant. You become a friend of God. God is your companion. You live with him. You think of him all the time, not simply in service once a week or something like that. The third level of love is that of parent for child, where the God is the child. This is the image of the Christmas crib. It's allegorical of bringing the child God to life within your own heart. All you know is just the little child God. Let's bring it. Let's cultivate it. Let's help it to grow up. Now, there's a very pretty little anecdote associated with this in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, this wonderful saint I've been speaking about. A woman came to him one day and said, "Oh, Master, I don't love God. I know I don't, and there's no use pretending. I don't understand God, I don't know anything about him, I can't say that I love God." And Ramakrishna said, "Is there no one you love?" And she said, "Yes, I love my little nephew." He said, "There you are. In your service to the nephew, you are in the service to your deity." Now, I spoke last week of the fact that all things in the Orient have divine within them as immanent, so that in our doings in life, we are bringing forth the divinity. This is a fundamental idea of the Oriental yoga. When I say this is nirvana, that's what I'm saying. The things we're doing here are the bringing into manifestation of this nirvanic realization. The fourth level of love is that of husband and wife, the spouse. This is the level of the nun, for example, who is the bride of Christ. But it's the level also of husband and wife in their attention and love for each other. Now, here's this Indian business of going one step further again. What is the fifth and highest form of love? It is illicit love, where it's nothing but love. And with that, you lose your reputation. You lose your job. You may lose your life in madness for love. People who are mad for love that way have lost the world for love, and they are the supreme lovers. And the way of love culminates in this. And that is the kind of love illustrated in the love of Krishna and the gopis, Radha, the beloved of Krishna. She was the wife of someone, the love for husband and wife involves life duties of all kinds, but this other is just sheer, pure love. And so again, we have this extreme. And that is the love, by the way, of the troubadours again. Troubadour love was illicit love, dangerous love. It was love not in terms of the social order, but in terms of an affection of the heart which has gone out of control. And that's the madness of the hermit, the madness of the person crazy with love for God. Now, when you see images of the Buddha, he's depicted with his head shaven, wearing a monk's robe. That is the Hinayana. He has left the world. There is another type of being called the Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva, and he is shown with a high tiara facing the world gently, holding in his hand the lotus of the world, contemplating it. The tiara is the sign of his earthly function as king, and we're all wearing that tiara in our jobs. That's the point of this yoga. Whatever we're doing, this is the service of the Bodhisattva.